Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. Hello, angel friends. And welcome. I'm Linda Torres, your host on Angels Are Near Us, here on bbsradio.com, number one worldwide live internet radio. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This is our one-hour program, and my sincere intent always is to bring you the loving messages and information about the angels, the archangels, and all celestial beings. And as always, I want to invite all the angels, the archangels, and all beings of light to assist us tonight, bringing in your loving guidance in the purest and most highest light and divine truth for the highest good of all. Thank you, God and angels. Okay, so tonight I'm excited. I have a wonderful guest. Her name is Kelly Hampton. And let me just tell you a little bit about her. Kelly is rapidly becoming one of the top international psychic medium, angelic channels, energy healers, spiritual authors, and visionaries. She's been lecturing and giving divine guidance for over 20 years, helping guide and educate thousands of people on different topics related to channeling, development of intuition, and connecting with the angels, and more recently, with the spiritual truths of 2012. So she currently works facilitating workshops in star healing intergalactic energy. This is a new groundbreaking healing modality, which was revealed to her by Archangel Michael in 2010. So her first book, Into the White Light, The Revelations of Archangel Michael, was given to her in 2004 from her divine source. And her second book, which is now released, is titled 2012 and Beyond, The Truth from Archangel Michael. Kelly is grateful to be the messenger, and as Archangel Michael has expressed time and time again, 2012 is a time of great awakening, the time of the great shift in consciousness, the time when light overcomes darkness. So you can contact Kelly or know more information about her at her website, which is www.intothewhitelight.com. You can also follow her on Facebook. So without further delay, I want to welcome Kelly. Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I know there's so many things that we need to talk about, and we are going to let our callers call in. The phone lines will be open after we take a little break so they know that they can get their angel messages. So just be aware of that we will take a break and then receive your calls. So Kelly, please tell me, where should I start? Where do you want to start, Kelly? You start wherever you want to start. I'm between Into the White Light and, you know, how these revelations of Michael came about. And then I'm so excited about the 2012 and beyond.
It's hard to pick and choose.
I know.
If I do say so myself, I'm very blessed to have more things come to me from Michael all the time to help people, and I'm blessed and grateful to have this opportunity to share with you and your listeners some of those truths, as well as try to guide them on a personal level tonight. I suppose it's most appropriate at the moment to... if you would like to talk about some of the concepts in 2012, it is sort of the time which is approaching.
That is perfect. I think it's a wonderful time because, as you say, and Archangel Michael, I'm sure, has said this to you, that, you know, it's a time of transition, the time where there's also a lot of fear, isn't there, Kelly? So tell us more about the truths of Michael.
Well, that's exactly the intention. Every opportunity I have, whether it's live or in person, is to share with people that it's exactly the opposite. What is that? Dispel fear, just as what Michael says. And so 2012, in many ways, as Michael states, and you kind of restated, encapsulized some of it, he says it's the greatest spiritual time to be alive. And and that is true for many reasons. When we talk about the topic, and I'm sure we'll touch upon words like the ascension, we might talk about words like collective consciousness, prophecies, underground tunnels, time travel, interstellar travel, intelligent light beings from other planets, and so many other things, cosmic influences. All of these things are a result of the shifting. They can be seen as shifting, renewing, globally conscious energies. Well, what is so remarkable about the time we're living in, as Michael states, is he prophesizes and says that as the consciousness of our planet rises to the fifth dimension, which is not ego-centered, it's love and peace and joy-filled based dimension, there'll be less war and less famine, less hatred, less poverty, and fewer diseases.
Wow.
And then he'll say throughout the course of the book, he'll make proclamations that are very beautiful and fear-dispelling. And then he'll say, okay, now, jump up, rejoice, say hallelujah. Because it is what his truth is, to teach us all that with the vibration of the world turning into a vibration of fifth-dimensionalism, emotions like fear, he says, won't have a place to hold. Fear is one of the lower emotions, lower vibrational frequencies, but it certainly is one, particularly when people around the world notice tsunamis, they may notice earthquakes, they may, you know, notice the seismic shifts and changes and Earth's changes. Michael calls them changes. They're not catastrophes of any stretch of the imagination. In fact, Michael goes on to teach in the book, and he says that it was mankind's collective thinking that sort of created these energies in the first place. And what are the energies? Mother Earth, for example, belching, releasing the toxins of this thinking through a earthquake or a hurricane or a tsunami or something. So it's a very teaching book, 2012 and beyond. It's a very, besides dispelling fear, Michael, of course, all the archangels teach. That's their role. You know how they teach, but they teach truth and wisdom. So it is very much my intent that by explaining and answering questions, however I can be of service, to help those understand that it's certainly not a time of fear, not a time to hoard, not a time to think of a lack of anything. In fact, Michael says, because of these frequencies, these higher frequencies that are coming to our planet now, more than any time in mankind's history, if it's something that you wish to manifest, it'll manifest sooner now than ever before.
Of course, it seems like everything is an acceleration. We even feel that all our life is faster. But as you say, again, it's the earth changes that are happening. And going back just to how you started, Kelly, so our listeners can understand, were you surprised that Archangel Michael came to you to write this? Or have you been receiving this divine wisdom for many years, I suppose?
Well, I suppose we could call it a telepathic communication, actually from my mother, who transitioned to the other side when I was a young girl. Mm-hmm. And so from that revelation near about the age of 20, when that kind of paradigm shifted, that I knew life was eternal from that moment and that love never dies, which wasn't exactly what I was taught, but in any event, the ability to communicate with those on the other side was developing, so quite a bit. So by the time Archangel Michael arrived at in 2004, actually, Archangel Raphael came first. I kind of joke about it in a way that he kind of warmed me up. Because he didn't stay long, and incredulous as this may sound to some, or others might be listening and nodding their head, he told me he was coming, Raphael, and he said, I'm leaving, Michael's coming, and that's exactly what's happened. So even with that being said, with the first revelation, you might call it, or the first awakening, was literally in the middle of the night when I was sleeping, and Michael's huge, white, loving essence. By then, I was totally clairaudient, and so he told me we would be writing a book together, and that was quite a surprise. You asked initially, I think, you know, was I surprised? And the answer is yes. Even with the being told by Archangel Raphael that Michael was coming, yes, it was still a surprise. I mean, if anything, I thought maybe he would just give me like a little glimpse into my own life or something, you know, like you know, you're going to be married in 3 years or, you know, something, but book writing. And so as I write about in the introduction to Into the White Light, it took me three nights to acknowledge. The first night when Michael appeared in the middle of the night, I said I was in disbelief. Second night to pretty much the second night because, you know, I had not had these type of experiences. Connecting with loved ones on the other side was one thing, I thought. But I also reasoned that everything is possible and, you know, it wasn't told to me in advance, for example, from a child or some such thing, you know, that these things would be unfolding for me. Mm-hmm. And so on the third night, the same experience totally and fully in the third night, Michael said, you know, we are going to write a book together. Mm-hmm. And so I said, okay. So,
You were ready to do it, definitely. Like you were, and you know, it's incredible how the archangels and the angels know when we're ready, right? Because it has to be the right time. And I love that you say that he woke you in the middle of the night. I personally have a lot of dreams with Archangel Michael, and that's where I believe I also receive messages. But it's fascinating that he comes to us at the right time, exactly.
Well, yes, that's so beautifully stated. And as I look back, for me personally, I was a writer. I mean, I had published other books, and as a young girl, I wrote many plays and those types of things. So it's not like Michael asked me to sing a song or do something that I wasn't quite familiar with, you know, or you know
exactly.
What I'm saying?
Exactly.
So that's what happened. And then that was pretty much in 2005. And by then, you know, Michael would often tell me, your shoes are right there, step into them. He's stopped telling me that since then. I guess I've stepped into them. But that's pretty much when Michael came through with the book, I was able, felt like it was appropriate to begin to counsel people in a professional way. So I transitioned out of what I was doing into doing the spiritual work that, and so he continues to guide people. If people have counsel and that they seek all over the world, I'm able to counsel them with his help. And
that's wonderful, Kelly. It's really wonderful, the wonderful work you're doing with Archangel Michael, which is your partner, your wonderful partner. So just let me ask one question before we go to break. After receiving these messages from Archangel Michael, I know that Into the Light was the first book, but is that when he talked about life after death? So what do you believe after listening to what he had mentioned to you? Is there life after death?
Well, absolutely my truth from Michael says that it is. And not only is there life after death, but in the first book, he details for me, for the first time, because as you can imagine, I was just the open channel hearing, as I still do, hearing wisdom for the very first time, like anyone else that might be reading or hearing what we're talking about. And so not only is there, you know, life on the other side, but it's quite an organized system, you might say, an endless variety of levels.
Yes.
Endless variety of experiences for souls transitioning. A wonderful place of beauty, a place of many levels like the halls of justice and the universal towers of wisdom and the sacred garden and probably many of these you know of yourself.
I've heard of them, yes. Mm-hmm. So it's beautiful. I just love that Archangel Michael validates that. And it makes you feel, it makes all of us feel that there is, you know, this life after death, that we go on and our soul goes on, and there's beauty on the other side, on the crossing over.
Absolutely. Again, through Michael and through the connections that I had early on with my mother, and then other loved ones, and then other loved ones for other people, mm-hmm. It's so liberating for me and healing for me and everyone, I hope, to know mm-hmm. that, as Michael writes and teaches and tells us, love never dies, it only changes form.
Exactly. Okay, well, we are going to take a small break, and we are going to let our callers start asking questions. So please call in. Let me give out that number. You are listening to Kelly Hampton here on Angels Are Near Us, and she will give you an angel message, or you can ask just a question. Toll-free number is 888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602 or 530-6008. 413-4510. Of course, on the page of UBS, you can find all the numbers as well. So we are taking a small break, and we'll be back like in 90 seconds.
There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy, 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 joy in your life. There is joy in the morning light, and there's joy.
Hello, dear friends. We are back, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBSRadio.com. And we are with my special guest, Kelly Hampton. I think we do have a caller. Angela, hello.
Yes, hello, Linda.
Hi, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Good. What's your question for Kelly?
I have been, I feel like I've been getting, the angels have been trying to get my attention a lot lately. Repetitive numbers have been showing up, 303, 606, whenever I pick up my phone to check the time or make a call, 1111, 909, and I've kind of been going through a little healing crisis in the last 4 or 6 weeks, and I feel like there's messages that are coming in, and so I just would, appreciate, you know, any guidance you can give me, your information that the angels, Archangel Michael, you know, wants me to know at this time.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to listen. My voice doesn't really change too much, although sometimes it gets louder, you know. What can you tell her, Michael, please? Okay, all of these numbers have to do with number sequencing, and they do not mean the same thing, so don't be misled by that. When we telegraph messages to souls in your world this manner, they all mean something quite different, you know, from one another. 303 to 606, 1111, 245, etc., etc. What do they mean globally? Yes, that divine beings, not only myself, but others on my realm, are trying to wake you up. Okay, now that we've woken you up, we'd like to actually ask you to do some work for us, and that is understanding. He says, I'll give you a hint what these particular numbers mean for you, understanding that the sequencing of the numbers cannot categorically be said to mean the same thing any more than you can say that the sun and the moon are the same thing other than their planets, you see? So from this point, of understanding, we would like to ask you three things. One, do you cherish your life every day? That was the first number series you mentioned. No, a reminder, he says you can respond in your mind. Two, do you value each day as with the perfection that it is given to you in your life? Three, the third number sequencing, are you ready to join the light workers' army and take some action in righting the world from the harms and injustices that you see around you? Those are the meanings of the three number series that you mentioned. The fourth number series that I also believe that you came in to your awareness is simply a combination of all of those three, sort of like, you know, when you dial the operator, he's saying, or else he's playing with you, Michael does sometimes, when you dial 000 for the operator, you need a good connection. So if there was another number sequencing there, it means, hello, operator, earth to angel, earth to angel. So this is very much what we would be asking of you, okay? Are you ready to take action now that you have the awareness? And the action would be anything of your choosing, although we would be happy at this juncture to guide you to a particular place.
Mm, beautiful.
He's waiting. he's waiting for you to say yes. Okay, thank you. Okay, so thank you. So from the comfort of your own home, when I ask souls to join in this journey in righting the wrongs of the world as it pertains to you specifically, you have great deal of intuition yourself. And so with this intuition, I would ask you to consider three areas of the world to which to send your healing thoughts today, knowing that every time that you or any soul does this, not only to these regions of the world, but to any and all, you've raised the conscious vibration of those in that area. One, he's saying, would be Pakistan. Two would be South Africa. Three would be, he's saying, do you want to guess? Harlem. He says Harlem. Okay, Harlem.
Yes.
So within the your sacred space of yourself, that's where it is, he's saying. We would be inviting you to send love and kindness, thought energy, to these three regions.
Yes, I will do that.
He's asking you how you're feeling.
I haven't been well.
Remember that all the thoughts in the human body can create total health. In other words, not feeling well or having some illness in the body is a reflection of a lack of peace and calm. So, practically speaking, find yourself surrounded by those you love and those who love you. Surround yourself in movement, in, for example, like in a rocking chair, okay, to simulate being in the womb, to get yourself back to restored back to health, so that when you step out of your loving world and you see the other world outside of your front door, that world would be loving too. And if it's not totally of the vibration which you carry within yourself, you're fully equipped with the knowledge of what to do to make it that way. He said, and then you'll also be getting back to sound sleep.
Yes.
And he says, I trust that I've helped you today. What else is on your mind? What else has been left undone, like the shoe that's been put on, but the shoelace has not been tied? He said, I'll tie your shoelace for you if I may. Finally, what the shoelace would symbolize is simply, what is the knot? One loop is love and the other is kindness. So express it in every day, in every way, and you will have the knot of oneness.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
So does that help, Angela?
Oh, yes, very much so. It's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in.
Yes, I look forward to future times with you.
Okay. Thank you, Angela. God bless you.
Yes, have a good evening. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you, Archangel Michael.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you, Archangel Michael and Kelly. We do have another caller, Kelly. Jill from Connecticut, hello.
Hey, Linda, how are you?
Hi, Jill, how are you?
It's so my first experience to hear your show, and I'm thrilled. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm so happy you're calling in, Jill. How are you? What's your question for Kelly?
I had to stay up late.
that's good.
Hi, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi. I don't know if I have a question, or I just am so excited to have been doing some work with Linda and coming to know the angels. It just feels so vibrant and right now, and I'm laughing because I designed a program to deliver the other day to some coaches, life coaches, and the thing that I've been dealing with is this pattern of fear and worry, and what I actually was playing with, if you will, is fear, worry, shift, and then flowing into love. And I don't know where that's going, but I feel very excited about exploring that and having some help about that. I don't know where it wants to go, but it feels like it needs some boosting here, or could use some guidance. So anything that Michael might want to say or somebody would be really great.
Well, he's saying, thank you for coming to the table, and the table of what? To your future, to the world's future, to love and kindness. I can share with you some important principles in our time together, if I may, and that is when you express emotions, energies, vibrations, such as fear, doubt, anything like this, fear, doubt, anxiety, these normally come together. There's so many teachings that can be given in this quick matter of time to help you and many others who are listening elevate yourselves so to the place that these lower frequencies are removed from you. So therefore, I will move to this point now. This time is the time of the awakening, which also can be said to mean you're living in the crystalline proton band. What this means is that crystals and crystal sound frequency music have been amped up, as he says, sort of like a rock star's amplifier amplifies music, you might imagine. So therefore, to help everyone who is listening, he says there are other ways also to change your vibration through the ascension. But one very practical one is, just making a joke now, go get your wagon and get a mother load of crystals.
Go get a mother load of
crystals.
Crystals.
Crystals are good.
I like it.
And so once you have your mother load or your red wagon of crystals, use sounds that are appropriate with the ascension, with the frequency of the fifth dimension, and those in your world could be obtained by many sources. One I'm going to recommend right now are tuning forks of the highest octave that you can possibly have. He's saying, Strike the crystals around you on a daily basis. He says, do you remember those souls, maybe your own children that made snow angels, or you yourself that made snow angels in the snow? Are you aware of this? Do you know what I mean? when you'd lay in the snow and your legs would go back and forth and your arms would go up over your heads and to your sides. Everyone made us, he's saying. So many made us all around the world. Even, he says, do you know in the Sahara Desert, the children would lay in the dirt, he's saying, and make the same. So snow, dirt, grasses, we've seen it all, he's saying. But what I'm trying to teach you in this is that the act of moving your arms up and your legs in this manner actually creates quite a bit of circuitry that connects to oneness, okay? So if you are of the mind to listen to the guidance and embrace tuning forks, one in each hand, he says you can rise and do the standing snow angel if you're with me and I have not lost your ears yet, and bring your hands up over, strike with the tuning forks, down to your side, up, strike, down to your side. If you repeat this series 5 times, striking 3 times over your head, he says you will have accomplished much. You will have accomplished much of what is do you, part of you, always part of you and everyone, and that is helping brush off, he's saying, the lower toxins, the lower frequencies like doubt and fear. There are many other tools that can be used for the ascension, but I feel as though this will be practically understood.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you understand
tuning
that, Jill?
Tuning forks. Yeah, I got it. That's pretty unusual.
The tuning forks.
With crystals, and with crystals.
Yeah, I got that. So with the crystals.
You strike them over the crystals? Okay, if you have, now let's imagine, he says, for clarity, I've given you two exercises, I believe. One, imagine yourself back home with your red wagon or your mother load of crystals. They don't need to be big for your spiritual teaching. Big does not matter in this age of the crystalline proton band. So you have some small handheld crystals. You can place them around yourself in a circle, sit in the middle of the circle, and strike them with the tuning forks. This is one way to remove the lower toxins from you so that no matter what you do, whether it's the question you've asked or the next question or the next, he says, you'll have greater clarity and greater joy and peace and contentment with whatever comes your way, you see? The second exercise then is simply stated again. Hopefully I'm stating it simply. That is the standing snowman or snow woman, he's saying.
I see it. I get it. That's great.
I love the sense of humor.
What I love about the angels is their sense of humor.
Oh, it's so true.
Yeah.
Sometimes awesome. I've counseled clients and we've just laughed the whole time. You know,
uh-huh, so. I totally get it. Oh, that's fun. I can just see it now. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Jill, for calling. I hope
appreciate
you got
your time.
Yes. What'd you say, Shelley? Kelly?
I just said appreciate you and appreciate your time.
Okay, well, thank you, and I appreciate your time, both of you. Lots of love.
Thank you, Jill,
thank
for
you.
Calling.
Yep, bye-bye, girls.
God
bye-bye.
Bless you. Bye-bye. Okay, Kelly, we are here on Angels Are Near Us with Kelly Hampton, and we have more callers, so please call in. The messages are wonderful. I'm going to give that number again. It's toll-free, 1-888-627-6008 or 530-327-7602 here on Angels Are Near Us. Our next caller is Jackie from San Francisco. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Kelly. It's so good to chat with you. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about my career, and I've actually spoken with you before, Kelly, a couple of times, private readings, and you've been very helpful, but it's been a while. And I had a question. I have been in a career change for a while now. I was in the business world and doing sales, and that was just not at all me. And I've recently finished my teaching credential, and I feel like I'm still sort of in the process of changing careers because I don't have a permanent position yet. But it's been interesting because while I've been in this process, I feel like I sort of always thought this was going to be what I was going to wind up doing, I don't know, forever. And I feel like there's still I sort of get the sense that this is more of a springboard to, like, a teaching career is more of a springboard to something else that I should be doing. And I'm sort of anxious right now because all I'm doing is substitute teaching, and I'm a yearbook moderator, and I feel like I need to be using this time while it's a little bit of downtime to figure out what sort of my next step is. And I guess I'm just a little bit confused, and I don't know if you might be able to give me any guidance. I do pray about it and ask about it and so forth.
Well, sure. First of all, thanks for thinking of me again, and now I'm going to listen for Michael's guidance. This is what I'm hearing from you. He's saying it's absolutely true that the springboard you're speaking of and I have identified is really just that. It is not an end-all, be-all. And if you would look at it this way, that this teaching that you're exploring and have explored, it was purposeful. It was in your chart. It was indicated as having a necessity to be done so that you could ease more fully, more readily into a field, if I can mention it to you now. It's not teaching in the strictest sense. It is still teaching, but it's a more widespread teaching, and it's not teaching in a school system. It's teaching others right from wrong, but I mean not to children, not in a classroom setting. You can interpret right from wrong in any way that you fashion, but most likely it's going to take the direction of teaching women. Okay, it's most likely going to take the direction of speaking to women. Most likely it's going to take the direction of writing to women, teaching women in the sense that you might hold classes or seminars for women. Again, teaching right from wrong. You can take that topic, that theme topic, and make it, recreate it, mold it, shape it into almost anything that you wish to. We suggest to you that if you had not done the teaching, you know, this little nugget that you hold in your hand, that we're holding in our hands for you, it would have been more difficult to embrace the truth as we see it at this point in time. In other words, it would be too dramatic, perhaps, of a leap from A to B to C. So now A to B, B to C. It's very important, we feel, that you look outside of the world where you live, the community where you live, and think about your next career as being a more unified global one, as many in your world are doing with the globalization that's fairly easily for you and your part of the world to reach. So that when we say very likely you'll be teaching and reaching, teaching right from wrong, women first, groups of women most likely first, not in a classroom setting, that you can have your classroom setting in many classrooms at one time by using the global connector. Is this being helpful and clear to your wisdom at this time?
It is. I definitely envision myself doing something that's more global affecting. That's definitely something.
Thank you.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So thank you. So what we'd like you to think about now is simply, okay, absorb it and then take action. In other words, if I can interject just a footnote here about prayer, he's saying. Many times he says, I don't want to alarm any of those souls that are listening and find me as if I'm mocking prayer. Certainly not ever mocking someone's wishes and desires. But what many times souls still need education on, we believe in your world, is that prayer and action. In other words, there are divine and holy masters, and I am not a master, who can intercede in a moment's vision and do. But it's also the human experience. For the human to take action, or a soul would have not have chosen the human experience, they would have remained a soul spark. So prayer plus action, he's saying. Mm-hmm. So the next thing for you to do would be, we would ask you to consider, is to take action in this regard. And what is that? Simply shifting your awareness first that a classroom setting with children, for example, or even young adults, is not the avenue. Okay? You shift your awareness to what is. So the more you shift your awareness to what is, then the likelihood that it will be in your mainstream of your soul essence will be improved. If I lost you, you're following me still. So therefore, what we would recommend...
I think I'm following.
So therefore, he asks if you can understand, and then oftentimes he'll say, "I'll pause now," but then he never does. You know, it's just like, just keep going on. You got like about 3 seconds to say something. So, Meg, I'll just stop. Michael, can you just stop? Let her talk for a moment. Okay, go ahead, dear.
If I can just kind of interject, when you and I had spoken a little over a year ago with a private one-on-one reading, you had mentioned that, yes, this teaching is kind of a, it's not, I guess, 100% of my actualization, if that's a way that I can say it. But you did say that I was going to be doing something with my hands, and that was always intriguing to me because I've been trying to figure it out. Maybe I'm asking too much right now, but
I don't know. Michael's saying certainly.
I don't know if you can expand
certainly. He says, certainly so within the context of your hands. He says, remember, the theme would be for you to consider, please, just a consideration. You have free will experience, but if you're coming to the council for some spiritual guidance, it's guidance that would be given, and therefore your hands can be your tools of the instrument of the theme, teaching women right from wrong, goodness from truth from falsehoods. You can use your hands to write books. You can use your hands to craft objects. You can use your hands to hold a microphone. You can use your hands to type and create and make the, what we might call the internet wires sing. Okay? So the using of the hands isn't purely and physically in the strictest sense, for example, as we might find you building a home for women, the shelters, for example. It's not quite that literal. Do you follow what we're saying? Although at this point at this point though, a lot of your kinesthetic energy comes from your hands, okay, more so than your voice, your mouth. So we would encourage you in all matters as your life continues to expand to consider using your hands, as was demonstrated briefly before to you. But that is, you might say, as a result of the larger umbrella.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I think
thank
you do wonderful work.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Jackie, for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. God bless. Bye-bye. So, Kelly, let me ask you one more thing. We don't have a caller right now, so wonderful messages. I do want to clarify, though, that all the messages can apply to all our listeners. Don't you think, Kelly, that that happens, that mostly a lot of messages come in and something is always helpful for all of us?
Well, I would hope so. I would also hope that if someone, you know, is looking for their own personal guidance, Michael, and I know I'm witness to that he guides them personally. Usually I would like to think, and I know this to be true, that, you know, their global teaching is what you're really suggesting. Isn't their global teaching? And I think that comes through almost in every session with a client.
It does. It does come through very clearly. So let me give out that number. Toll free is 1-888-627-6008. Or 530-327-7602 or 530-413-4510. And you are listening to Angels Are Near Us. Our guest is Kelly Hampton. We are going to take a 1-minute break and we will be back with more on Angels Are Near Us.
Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the Angels' Messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. angels are near us.
Hello, angel friends. We're back. You're listening to Angels Are Near Us, and our guest tonight is Kelly Hampton. She is giving wonderful angel messages if you want to call in. We do have another caller, Rebecca from California. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Rebecca. How are you? What's your question tonight for Kelly?
I just want to know what the angels have to say to me. I haven't talked to them in a while.
Well, I'm hearing Michael saying, where have you been? That's what I'm hearing. Where have you been? Minding the store? Doing the laundry? Let's see now. Did I at least get a rise of a chuckle? He says, for those that might not be questioning the validity of why an angel would be playing with one's soul, he says, sometimes certainly it's done to raise the vibration. There are other ways to raise a soul's vibration. Laughter, a hug, a sigh, of course. Love and kindness, but laughter and creativity. So if I've accomplished that ever so slightly, I feel as though I will have served my purpose and we can go off onto other things now. He says, speaking of creativity, he says, when was the last time you created something?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one. I'm not coming up with anything.
He says, well, thank you for this realization affirmation. He's saying proclamation. He says, it's time that you do so. So that's one of the messages we would like to communicate with you, and that is creativity, he says, is not to be undervalued by any soul on the soul plane, because creation, he says, if it wasn't for creation, no one would hear my words today. No one would hear your thoughts, your words, and so on and so forth. So in the act of creation, he says, it can be large or small, but it's certainly a vibration of high standing order. So make it your plan. Make it your family's plan. Share with everyone that the angel has said to the family unit and to everyone, remember the act of creation. In other words, not subjugation, creation. Go out and make something. Make something for yourself that brings you joy and peace and happiness. And then he says, make two of them and then share one with someone else, someone that doesn't have the ability. He says, it can be even something as simple as making a four-leaf clover necklace, or it can be anything in between to a larger scale where you might want to use the pine bark, he's saying, of a sequoia tree. It matters little if you're understanding what I'm saying. Part of the reason I chose the analogy for you of the plant kingdom is that it would be wise and helpful if you think about creation in this manner. In other words, not painting, for example, like a Picasso painting necessarily, but more of the plant-driven world. Okay, he said, I gave the four-leaf clover as an example and the sequoia tree. So from large to small, that means that if you create and you create outdoors honoring Mother Earth, he says, we feel as though some of the harmonic chord frequencies that may not be fully intact in your own personal grid, okay, will be restored. The moment to teach and understand this too is that even if I touch upon an object and say that someone's soul grid has a fragment missing or a thin piece or it's stretched, if you can imagine all the various manifestations of a grid that is not whole, in almost a moment's notice, or with almost a moment's notice, those type of grids can be restored. Okay, so that's what we're trying to recommend to you, that you find creative outlets in Mother Nature so that the small, again, they're just small fragments of your own personal grid, not the Earth grid, not the inner and outer grids of Mother Earth, but your grid, are restored to a fuller sense of wholeness.
Awesome. That made total sense for me. So thank you very much. Thank you, Archangel Mikael. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. God bless. Okay. We are with Kelly Hampton, and I'm going to give out her website if anybody wants to contact her, read more about her. They can also read about your workshops, right, Kelly?
Yes, I hope. I try to keep those things current, yes.
Exactly. Yeah, I was reading about it. So it's www.intothewhitelight.com. You can also follow her on Facebook. And we don't have a call right now, so I was going to – go ahead.
If I could make a mention.
Sure. Go right
ahead. Because of the extension of 2012 and when Michael keeps talking about ascension and ascending, and we touched upon some of the sounds and there so on and so forth, about a year and a half ago, Michael downloaded to me, we made brief mention of it early in our time together, a healing system for the body called Star Healing Intergalactic Energy. And as Michael proclaims, where there's peace and calm, there's no illness in the body. So it's a very powerful healing modality. Many people that have been had a session, we might call it, had an attunement of the ascension energy using this system, have had many wonderful things happen to them. I'm honored to say, and I have practitioners that I continue to teach. So that is certainly part of the ascension, okay, ascending into the fifth dimension where love and kindness is all there is. In addition to that, more recently, about a month ago, Michael downloaded, is busy with a lot of people these days, more so than ever, he downloaded a system for creating abundance in everyone's home space using ascended techniques. It's a companion piece to start healing for the body, but a person doesn't have to necessarily experience both, but the teaching goes such as this, that he can, if someone has experienced a star healing ascension, for example, and Michael says, if I give you a facial and then you go play in the dirt, you might need another facial. And so he speaks about the dirt being someone's home and honoring and knowing and being aware of what can be done to bring more abundance, whether it's joy or financial harmony into one's life. And it also has the system set up so if there are attachments, we know how to clear, a person will learn how to clear them and move them along. Someone has moved into an older home that has history, there's angelic guidance now using the system to cut those attachments, ask them to leave so everyone in the home benefits.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Archangel Michael is known to cut the attachments and negativity, right? So what you're saying, Kelly, you are giving classes on these ascended spaces or workshops.
Yes, Linda, and they're also, it also can be learned online because many people – I live in the Midwest, and many people in other countries and other parts of the country, if I'm not there, can learn the systems, both the healing and experience the healing, in fact, of course, remotely, as well as learn the system for their home. So it's very exciting. Michael has created and shared with me something he calls harmonic clusters, and there are certain arrangements of candles of a certain color and certain arrangements that have to do with, that's one of the elements of, it's called Abundant Spaces, that's the name of the system for people's homes or apartments, dwellings. But we use, he teaches people how to use wanding,
Yes, with
the
wand.
Crystal wand, and we point it to the middle of the room of the heart, which is the heartbeat. Michael calls the heart, it's the heartbeat of the room. He tells people how to work from top to bottom. He suggests where to place crystals, what to do with crystal ball music, certain oils that he's asked or me to share with those and using this system, and these harmonic clusters, as Michael calls them, because harmony and harmonics and the harmonic grid are all part of, they're all interrelated in a beautiful, beautiful fashion. That is harmonics, tectonics, and bubonics.
Everything is tectonic, exactly.
Yeah.
Tectonics, tectonic. I love it because it's a great system. It's I've done sometimes resetting of the energy, and you do that. You reset the energy of the space you're in, right? And so you're talking about creating abundance, and Archangel Michael is using this divine system with you, and this is wonderful. I love it. We have 1 minute left, so I can't believe we've already almost an hour we've been on. Thank you, Kelly, so much. We need to do another show.
Thank you. I'd love to. That went by so quickly.
It did, you know, and I know people want to call in and ask more questions, but I have 1 minute, so I'm going to have to say goodbye. And you can reach Kelly, again, at www.intothewhitelight.com. It's been a pleasure having you here, Kelly. Thank you. And, of course, I'm going to give out my website if you're interested in having more information, of course, on the angels as well. It's www.angelsarenearus.com. The angels remind us that, you know, we are spiritual beings and we are trying to live as the best earth angels. So we can, you know, release the old beliefs and moving into the new, as Kelly was saying, you know, what no longer sometimes is purposeful in our life, we need to let go and discard. So the angels support us in embracing these new patterns that are coming along. And as Archangel Michael says, to transition into this new harmonic balance and harmony in our lives. So until next time, I am Linda Torres. I thank you so much for listening and tuning in tonight. Until next time, may God bless you and the angels protect you. Good night.